Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Y'all tried to take $94 out of my bank account.
Okay,
my bank denied it. The what?
Can I have your zip code, please?
73132.
Ooh, first and last name.
Kevin Cowart, C-O-W-A-R-T. I already talked to one of y'all day before yesterday, and they said they were going to take my name off the list, but then I looked today, and somebody had, y'all have taken $94 out of my account now, and I'm pissed about it. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address for me?
I just moved just recently. It may have been under 2209 Northwest 118th Street.
Okay, so no, sir, we have a different address on file.
Okay, then you got 8515 Candlewood Drive, apartment 176.
Yes, sir. So we have a purchase here for our Vera Valor Male Enhancement, Built Performance, Energy, and Stamina. Let's see here. You said you called in. I see that, okay, so your account was canceled on the 8th. You were already billed by the time you called in to cancel. So that's
billed
why you see that.
What? Billed for what?
For a monthly subscription to our club.
I never asked for a monthly subscription to shit, okay?
Yes, sir. So it was stated in the terms and conditions when you purchased the product. So that's why they already billed
you. I didn't purchase goddamn thing, man.
So you're saying that you never purchased the meal enhancements?
Right, that's right.
So would you like to report it as fraud?
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to let you know that fraud is a serious offense and it'll be handled as such. I'm going to notate your account here and get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can further assist you with those charges. Give me 1 second.
Well, the lady told me the same goddamn thing 2 days ago. What happened to that?
So she did cancel the account.
I don't know why you motherfuckers want to try to rip everybody off and take everybody's money who don't hardly have hardly any money. Y'all ain't got no money against either, huh?
Okay. So she did go ahead and cancel the account when you previously called in to cancel. So it was canceled for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
But, okay, if y'all charged me $94, what was I supposed to get in return?
So you have to pay for the products that you already received. You were able to try them out for shipping and handling, and if you never called in and canceled, that means you wanted to keep the product and actually pay for them.
I don't even know what the fucking product was.
Okay, so that's why I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you with the charges.
All right, fine.
So just give me 1 second. I am notating your account. Okay, so I did notate your account for you. I'm going to get you transferred over now. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.